Okay, so we have here in the Ramah. Also, the Shabbat Ugot, also to break a Uga, Shakasav Aleha, Kamin Oisius. They wrote on it like Oisius. Avi Shane Machavin Rakla, Hilo, Devi Machik. So we mentioned in the last Chabura that the Shabura brings down different heterim, possible heterim. In Sifkat and Tezvav, Davki Shkais Meral Uges Oisius Midav Acher, but when the Ksiv is the Uge itself, so there will be Mutter, the ancient Ksiv Aleo, therefore it's Noch Mechika, or a second Hetif, they wrote Oisius with Dvash that's mixed with water, or Shame Paris that doesn't last, is also a Makum to be Mekal, and each one we mentioned different Kashas on it. But then in Sifkat in Yud Zayin, let's take a look at Sifkat in Yud Zayin. The Mishmur is bothered with a question. It says, Va'av de'ine amanas lichtoiv. Yisurud rabbanim yu'ika. Even though when I cut the cake, when I'm cutting the oisius on the cake, I'm not doing it amanas lichtoiv. So why is it asur? Teretz is, but there's still a sidra rabbanan. Va'av she'ine mechaven limchoik. Even though I don't have kavana to be mechik. See, it's also why? Because psikresha means it's inevitable, it's going to happen. So even though I'm not mechavin to be meichik, but psikresha. V'asa af derabanah, the mucha b'simashin yuvav sif dalet. And simashin te zayin sif dalet. Over there we see clearly that psikresha is also, even by yisid rabanah. V'ayim is sefer dogel merivava. Now dogel merivava is the night behuda. Shemitzadi lahakol be'ikra din hazeh. He says, I don't understand this entire Ramah. I think you should be able to make it. V'viyah b'shari tshuva. And it's brought down in the shari tshuva. Now what's the kula of the dogel merivava? The kula of the dogel merivava is that there's a few tzadim over here why one should be able to be makel. And the Mishmur says v'yishlis mechalav kishe'enai shayver b'makam ha'isiyas b'yaday. We're not breaking b'yad the place of the isiyas. Rak b'piv derech achila. When you're doing it derech achila, if I take the cake, let's say it's a cupcake with letters on the cupcake, and I eat the cupcake, or I have a cookie with letters on it, and I eat it, then you can be samech on this. Dogma Ravava. What's the Dogma Ravava? So Dogma Ravava brings a few tzadim here. He says, even though normally we're machmer by psik resha, by drabanan, like the Mishmur pointed out, that we are machmer by psik resha drabanan, but over here there's what's called trade drabanans. There's two drabanans. Number one, the breaking of the uga, cutting the cake, is not derech mechika. But you say, how do you erase? You use an eraser. You don't cut things. So cutting the cake is not derech mechika. That's one reason why it's not a deraisa. It's only a drabanan. Because it's not the derech how to do a melacha. Number two, he says, it's a psik resha. The loy nichale. I don't care about it. It's not that I care about the mechika or not. I care that you cut the oisius. So it's a psik resha, but psik resha loy nichale. I don't care that the oisius should be broken or not broken. So on that, the Mishmur is saying that with this dogma of Ravava, it says that there's two darbans over here, and you're doing a derech achila, one could be mekel. Now, what does it help that you're doing a derech achila? Where's the het of derech achila? But that's another discussion which we find in the Taz in a few places in Hilchos Shabbos that he says, derech achila can be more mekel. Okay, so the Mishmur says, so when you're doing it, derech achila can be make on that. But the Dogma Ravava himself, held that because it's a trade Rabbanon, therefore it will be mutter to cut the letters on the cake.
Why isn't it three Derabbanon? Isn't it a whole Derabbanon if it's not Almanas?
What?
Isn't it if it's not Almanas Lichtov, that's also Derabbanon in itself?
Isn't it? And what else?
The fact that it's not
Almanas Lichtov.
Oh, and it's
Psikrish Lichtov,
and it's not Derech
Mechika. It's,
it's going to be like three
Derech
Mechika.
Shleim Nas Lichtov. And It's not a derech mechika because you're cutting it.
And it's
psikir reish lo nichle. Shaloyam nas lichtoiv is a drabanan. So now it's psikir reish on drabanan. And then there's two drabanans. And what you're doing shaloy b'kederech. And also you're doing it, okay, you want to make it more. So if you take a look at the dogma of Vav inside, the dogma of Vav says as follows. It says, the makar to this Ramah is a Mordechai. He says, Nero Lani is daiti, sheirigilim lichle b'chavana sheichlena l'segula l'schaki. He says, the Ramah didn't stop making a mistake over here. Right? The dogma of Vav is making it as if the Ramah is like missed the boat. That there's two drabbans, you have three drabbans, he has six drabbans. He's making a kilo like something happened over here. So says the Dagmar Vavin, no. The Mekar of the Ramah is the Mordechai. Mordechai was a Rishon. He was talking about a case where there was some kind of segula that if you write letters on the cake and then be meichik it or eat it, if you ate it for a segula, it was a segula to become smart. If you ate these letters, lizchaking. School is chaki. So therefore, it says the Dagma Vava, over there I was mischavin. And it's not kilkul either. I was mischavin and it's not kilkul. And that's why over there they were matrid only for tinaikis. But, says Dagma Vava, if you're not doing it for this segula, so then it should come out that it's muti, even for gedailim. He says, if you want to be machmeh for yourself but not for others. Now, the Mishnah Berurah saw this dog of Marifav. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's only where we have another tier to it. If you take a look at the Sharitzin over here, Sharitzin ois chav beis. Ayim esim shinta zayin b'pri magan b'eish avram ois zayin. Tekelo oid sham b'yoysim izeh. V'kol shkein b'kan devi oinik Shabbos. Kol shkein kan devi oinik Shabbos. What's the Mishbur saying? Mishbur saying that over here we have another svara. We have another svara. Oinik Shabbos. He enjoys eating cake. So for him it's oinik Shabbos. That's another svara. Which what seems from the Mishbur is that anytime we have a tziruf, of kulas, we have one, the other two at term that I mentioned before. Even though we said last week it's shver, each heter by itself is shver. But if you have one or both of those heterim, you have other heterim over here, you have other tzedadim, so then we can be mekel and be samech on the dogmer of Vava. The Chazanish understood that what the Mishmur is saying over here is similar to what we're saying, that since there's a trade Rabbanan over here, it's let's count trade Rabbanan Shleim and Aslichtoiv, and it's also Kalach Yad, therefore we need a tziruf of another Kula with it. We need Ayni Shabbos or one of the other Kulas. And he's matmiya on it. Why? Because he says we find many pais can be made by psikresh le'nichle trade rabbanan. So why should we not be made? I'm sorry, made a mistake. The Chazanish is matmiya on the Mishnah Berurah that why you be made because you trade rabbanan. It's not clear that we make up by trade Rabbanan. If you take a look at Shittah Zion, it's not so clear that we make up by trade Rabbanan. So the question that I have on the Chaznish is that over here we're talking about Psik Rishul Delay Nichalei, where trade Rabbanan, where many Paiskim are make up. So I don't know exactly what the Chaznish's to me is. Now, number two, also, the Mishnah Berurah over here, by eating the cake, he's not saying that shloi kederach. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying over shloi kederach. Pshat is, he's saying that it's not a metzias a mechika. Remember we discussed by the cigarettes where you're burning up the letters? It's not mechika. It's not mechika. You're not doing mechika. You're not doing the melachas mechika. No one will call that mechik. So eating the cake, achila, is not called mechik. That's what Mishmur is saying. Kol shekein, if you're doing achila, then we're not going to even consider it mechik. That's what he's saying. Not because we're being semach on trader abanan. I was saying until now, and this is what the Chazanish understood, that pshat is that we're saying when you have trader abanan, and also you're doing it derech achila, or you have one of the other tzirufim. No, he's saying when you're doing it derech achila, we're not going to even consider it, what you would call it. We're not going to consider it mechika. Now, this Dagmar Vav is really very negated to many other cases. You have a package that has letters on it. Right? You have anything else that has letters on it. And you have a heter to open it on Shabbos, which has to be learned separately. When do you have that heter or when not? But in a case where I have a heter to open the package, and I'm going to be ripping those letters. So one could say, you see from this Ramah that it's Aser. Letters are, you have all these Sirufim, the Ramah holds it's Aser. Or you have the Dagmar Ravava, and Dagmar Ravava says that no, when you're ripping open that package, you're not Mechavim from Mechika. It's Psik Reisha. It's not Derech Mechika. And you don't, it's Lenichale. You have all these tzirufim that the Dagmar Ravava makes over there also. So really, the het applies to all over. And that's why there are paiskim that say that be'etzem, the Aruch Shulchan, paskins like this Dagmar Ravava. He says you could cut your cake. If I remember correctly, he says you could cut the cake like the Dagmar Ravava. The Olam is nervous to do that because the Maisa, the Ramah, is the Ramah. And we don't like going against the Ramah, so we're not going to do it. But what we could say is that we'll stick to the Ramah on the case that the Ramah is talking about when it comes to a cake. When it comes to packages, that already the Ramah didn't speak it out, so you could be Semchan Dagmar Ravava. Again, it may not be as Gishmak because you are going up against the Ramah, but definitely if you try to open it not on the letters and you end up opening it on the letters, you for sure have the Dagmar Ravava to back you up. And number two, in a case where you have a heter to open it and you need to open it, and the only way to open it is by ripping the letters, so then you could be set up on this Dagmar Ravava, that would be mutter. Now, it's very possible that this whole discussion over here of the Ramah with the Mishabrura is when I'm cutting the letter itself, right? I have a cake with it says on it, happy birthday, not in script. We'll talk about script separately. But in letters, there's an H, there's an A, there's a P, right? And I'm cutting through the H. I'm cutting the letter. What about if I'm cutting between the letters? I cut between the letters. Is that the same nidin or not? So there's a very interesting Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, an important Gemara that I think the Mishmaru quotes and comes up in many different cases in Halacha L'maisa. Rav Moshe talks about it and others in different Shuvahs. The Gemara says, if I write one ois in Tveria and one ois in Tzipayri, same Shabbos, I was in Tveria and then later I was in Tzipayri. I wrote an ois in Tveria and I wrote an ois in Tzipayri. The Halacha is M'chayv. I did a ksiva of two oisiyas. One's in Tveri and one's in Tzipayri. The fact that they're not next to each other doesn't take away from the point that I wrote two oisiyas. So on that, the Gemara says Akasha. We have a mission that says if I have two walls in the house, two walls, and I write ois on one wall and I write ois on another wall. So the mission says, if they cannot be read together, right, they're too far apart, then you don't see them at the same time as together, you're pater. Frank the Gemara, why? Why is that any different than what we said? One is in Tveri and one is in Tzipayri. Says the Gemara, One is mechusam ma'isekreva, one's not mechusam ma'isekreva. Meaning, when I wrote a ois on a piece of paper in Tveria, and I wrote a second ois on a piece of paper in Tzipayri, all we're missing is bringing those two papers together, and there you go, you got your two oises next to each other. But when I write on two walls, you can't bring them together. They cannot be brought together. They can never be brought together to be read together. The wall, this wall's here and this wall's there. You knock down the house, you're not going to have the letters. So you can't bring them together. So then, I'm Potter. What do I see from this Gemara? What are we taking out of this Gemara? We're taking out of this Gemara that bringing letters close to each other, Ksiva is not bringing the letters close to each other. Ksiva is writing the letters. Bringing them close is not what makes a Ksiva. Right, because they could be ksiva even if they're not close. So what about if I do the opposite? I go ahead and I take two letters that are next to each other, and I separate them. I make them far apart. Was that Eva Mechika? Right again. But the Gemara is saying that one ois is in Tveri, one ois is in Sipuri. I was already Eva and Kaisiv. They weren't brought together yet, and they may never be brought together. That doesn't bother us, the fact that they were never brought together. So part of Malacha's Kaisev is not the bringing them together. It's the fact that you wrote two oises that could be brought together. So if I go ahead and I merachik two oises, did I do mechika? No, because so what then? One ois is now in Brooklyn, one ois is in Barapak, one ois is in Flatbush, right? So what? That is merachik it. Doesn't make it mechik. Not following? Yeah?
Consider written.
What?
Consider as if it's next
to
each other.
That's right. The fact that they're not next to each other doesn't make a difference. However, this gets us involved in the next discussion of the Taz and the Chuvis Ramah that the Mishmur continues with. What does Mishmur say? I have a sefer shekasev alav bereishe chudei dapav oisiyos oitevois. Right? On the over here, there's a stamp, or someone wrote on it their name. So on the edge of the Chudei Adapim, it's written a word. Can I open the Sefer? Can I close the Sefer? Or not? So Mishmur says, Yesh oisun lepeischa ulenar lebeshabbos. Taidei apsicha shayver ha'oisiyos vehevi kemoichik. Chenkishin na'ala hevi kekoisiv. So 1 second. This sheet that holds, I cannot open and close the sefer. Why? Because I'm arachik it and I bring it close. I'm furthering it away and bring it close. Now, if I ask you, what would Ramah hold in this case? So I would say, Pashas, based on the Ramah that we said in the Ramah about the cakes, I'm not going to cut the letters of the cake. I'm not going to open and close the sefer. But yet, if you read further in the Mishmur, it says, Ava b'tshuva sarama, Ava das harama b'tshuva lo hakel b'zeh, v'chein das harba achreinim. 1 second. Why is the Rama shtim? The cake, I'm not allowed to cut. Now I'll cut the cake. The seifa, I'm allowed to open and close. V'taimam, says the Mishmur, the chiva da asoy lino v'leftayach, tamid, like a beim shumachika. Since it's made to be open and closed, tamid, it's not mechiko ksiva. Ve'evi kedelis hanizga ve'niftach tamid ein ba'ivin shum binyan v'stira. So he comes up with a new svara, chen aminik, a new svara. What's the new svara? New svara. He doesn't say the svara that we said because it's only mechusa kraver, right? That he doesn't say. Right, we said that just bringing things closer to each other, furthering, there's no kais of a mechik. That's what we said when we read the Gemara before. It doesn't say that. What he says that it's like by Baina. Just like by Baina, we have a Svara. That when I open the door, I'm making a hole in the wall. And when I close the door, I'm filling the hole in the wall. But since this is done Tamid, this is how you always open and close the door. So to over here, you're always opening and closing it. It's a new Svara. New Svara he's saying over here. Umikom makayim says Mishmur nachen lahachmer kishiyesh leisefer acher. When I have another one of this same sefer, if I have another book, it doesn't help me. It means when I have another siddur or another gemara that I want to use now, so then it's nachen lahachmer. then it's not going to be machmer. Now the heta of asul uftayich melino, that's not going to apply by the cake. So then I understand the Ramah. If the heta of the Ramah and the tshuva is because the sefer is always open and closed, so then I understand why by the cake he said you're not allowed to cut the letters, and over here he said I can open and close it because this new svar doesn't apply by the cake, right? Following?
By the cake.
Yeah.
When you eat it, you're anyway destroying the letters.
What? That's me eating. I'm not up to eating. I'm talking about cutting it, right? Lishba uga. So, but the truth is, if you take a look at the Taz and you take a look at the Ramah and the Tshuva, he brings down what we said before. He brings down the Gemara that says that we brought earlier. Right? He says that. Brings down the Gemara that we said before as another reason to be matir why you let it open and close the sefer, because it's only like mechusa kreva. What are you doing? You're furthering the letters, bring them close.
You're destroying the letters and you're furthering them.
So what? I'm opening and closing. So what? What's mechusa kreva? Why not? What do I do? Melechus kaisiv, that's not a problem.
So if I slice the letter, I'd say I'm just furthering the
A. So, right. So says the Taz, there's a very fundamental difference, because by the book you can always open and close it. By the cake, once you cut it, you can't put it back together. It doesn't go back. It lost its chibra, right? That's what he says. The Taz says the beugais asam midrabanan kiva the achash shenishtabru lemayol shum kirov the afshalasis mem chibra echad achrei sheshavram. Avakan, but over here by the Oisius on the Sefer, ain't kilkul b'mashem archik by the psicha. There's no kilkul over there. There's no kilkul. See, that's the difference he makes over here. So what he's saying is that you're right. Be mekarev the Oisius or be merachik the Oisius is not what's going to make kaisiv or meichik. But there needs to be a chibur between them. The chibur that there was over here by the sefer comes back. Over there, the chibur doesn't come back. I'm being mevatel the chibur. Being mevatel the chibur is the problem. So now, based on this, we have a heter by the cake, which some people do. They cut between the letters. And so it's already cut from before Shabbos. I'm talking about the cut Erev Shabbos. Before we mentioned on Shabbos, but now I'm going back to Erev Shabbos. Before Shabbos, I'll cut between the letters. So there's no chibur between them. If the whole problem over here is because I'm breaking the chibur between the letters, I'm breaking the chibur, there's no chibur left. Right? So that would be one etza. That would be one etza that somebody can bring down.
Is there then what cake is he cutting on Shabbos?
If I'm not cutting then. I gotta have the whole problem.
That's
right, there's no issue. Even though the whole cake is sitting in a pan, everything's next to each other. And now I'm taking out pieces, so I'm separating the word. It's not a problem because there's no chibur. If the whole verse is because I'm in vatal chibur, there's no chibur.
Even though it can be read the same when you cut it?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like from here.
What if you cut within the letters before Shabbos?
Same idea. There's no chibur. Same idea. It's just like the sefer. The sefer, I need to come out to a heter of closing it and open and closing it because I'm putting it back. But so that's one etzah. Now the question now goes back to what we mentioned before, that perhaps this is all the discussion when I'm cutting on Shabbos the ice itself. So I'm breaking the ice itself. I'm breaking ice itself. But when I'm cutting between the letters, so what am I doing on Shabbos? What am I doing on Shabbos? What am I doing on Shabbos? In other words, perhaps the whole svara that we need to come onto that's also in lino v'liftoyach by the sefer is because you're breaking the letters. Over there, your mom's breaking the letters on the sefer, right? It's written on the edge of the thing as sefer. So that's why I have to come on to new svaris. But when I'm cutting between the letters, So then you have the then all it is like what we said before, it's kirvim richuk, which should be mutter. Yeah, I'm saying like this. That it could be the whole discussion over here about the safe is because when I'm opening and closing, I'm breaking the letters. So by the cake also, when I'm cutting the letters themselves, that's where the problem is. But if I'm cutting between the letters on Shabbos, so then all I'm doing is being merachik the letters. So then what's the problem? Kirv and richuk alone is not a problem like we said before. I started with the Gemara that the Kirv and Richuk alone is not enough. Then I went into the case of the Ramah, the Chuvas Ramah, where over there I'm doing Kirv and Richuk. But we came up with a whole new Svara. And we said that that new Svara doesn't apply to the cake. Right? Doesn't apply to the cake. So now I'm saying, but it could be you only have to come on to this new Svara when I'm actually breaking the letters. If I'm not breaking the letters, I'm cutting between the letters, so then I don't need the svar of asur lino v'leftayach. And I just revert back to the svar of kirv and richa. So they have a halacha l'maisa. Okay, halacha l'maisa. If you have such a cake on Shabbos, cut between the letters. If you cut between the letters, then it will not be a problem.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, that's right. I've added the best eitzah would be is if you cut it before Shabbos. But if you don't want to do that, then cut it on Shabbos between the letters, okay?
So we would say scrabble games with settings. That's my turn, Shabbos play.
So that we're going to discuss separately, because it depends if it's deluxe scrabble or regular scrabble. Does it snap in? Is there any chibah between them or not? And also they have a background, so maybe it's not a problem at all. Good point. We can discuss that as soon as we get to Rav Moshe and the Tshuva with the Parechas. Yeah. But we'll get to that.
What about pictures? Designs?
One second. Designs, as the Mishpurut means then that they are machmirin, right? So we're machmir for that. It's true. It's a little more cooler to take a picture than a letter. But at the end of the day, we are machmir for
that. Just like a line puzzle.
That's nothing. A circle is nothing. Because what's a circle? A ball? Doesn't look like a ball. And what they draw as a flower, I never saw a flower like that. So what makes it a flower? Because they need to call it something. If they did like a bird, that's something. If it looks like a bird. Some a little shmush, and they call it a flower. It's not a flower. You ever saw a flower like that? It's nothing. A circle is a ball. They just need to call it something, so they call it a ball. But it's not a ball. It's nothing. Anyways.
Is there any mileage in cutting before Shabbos than cutting?
Yeah, there definitely is. Then you don't have to come out to any of my shtickle Torah. It's glat. 100%. So again, the best thing would be is to cut before Shabbos and just keep it together. And then separate it. If you did not do that, or you don't want to do that, then on Shabbos, cut between the letters. Nowadays, they have a new idea, which they have. They put like a plastic on it with a happy birthday on there, and just lift it off, and then you have your cake. Whatever tastes better,
if
do.
If you want a letter, should
we do this? What? Okay.
So, the Dugamay of Varma's factor of Achila, does that apply just to when you're literally biting into it, or also regarding the cutting on
it? Dogma of Bava is without eating, just cutting. The Dogma of Bava is not. The question is what the Mishbrura means. Mishbrura says, and Kolshkan, if you're eating it, so then you for sure can rely on them. Eating is a step. Okay. Next step. Okay, now.
I mean, sweaters that have like letters in between that you open.
If you have what?
A sweater that like has like letters on between the zipper, you open it, it cuts through the letter.
Yeah. Could be it's better. I had a story with that. Once you mentioning that. Once I had a story once. Oh. When Rav Yashav was not, at the end of his life, he was not willing. It was hard for him to learn. So they used to ask people to bring shilas to him to keep his mind going. So a few times I gave bags of things to send him. And one of the things was that Gap shirt where Mamish milled the letter, it was cut. And Aviashev was matured. And he was matured. And my daughter in school, they were learning Hilch Shabbos, and the teacher said that it's Aser. So she called out and she said that her father said it's Mutter. So, and she said, I think she might have said it also. She probably knew the story because we used to collect things to send to Rav Eliashiv. So the teacher's brother from Bnei Brak called me. It was like someone calling, finally answered. He called me and he was like really upset about this. He was like really upset about this psak that's Mutta, how could be Mutta and all that. I said, I don't know, Cheshbonis, this is what happened. So he said he was environment and get back to me. He never got back to me, but that's my mice with the Gap sweater. Okay, anyways. Okay, so we have to continue. Mir Shem tomorrow. We'll talk about different cases that come up based on the studies that we said today. If let's say I have a ripped, the Gemara's ripped, can I put the page next to the other ICR so I can read it together? Right, it's ripped in the middle of a word. Can I put it together? And things like that. Okay.